Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And you will be on the air with Dr. Pat Allen live if you dial in at 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen, I hear from Ronan, our awesome guy at our switchboard, that we've already got calls. Are you ready to go to work?
I am.
Hello.
Going to
your
go
call is such
to
a pleasure.
Play at serving, not work.
There you go. Beautiful. Okay, so people, if we call you, answer, because if we get your voicemail, we don't get to talk to you. At any rate, there we go again. Okay, so pick that call up because you want to talk to us and we want to talk to you. So I hear you had an outstanding show last night.
Yes, we did. We did. The room was full and I was on.
I love it. I love it. That's perfect. And you know what? I want to talk about for just a minute what we've got coming up, because we've got some stuff coming up that's pretty exciting. First of all, again, I know I say this to you guys a lot, but I want to remind you because I get a lot of calls. I get a lot of emails. I get a lot of text messages about it. Dr. Allen does private appointments. She does them on the telephone. And those appointments can be as little as 15 minutes or as long as you need. It's really easy to book. All you have to do is either send an email to info@drpatallen.com or you can call into the office. You can get all the numbers at www.drpatallen.com and call Sue or email Sue. Set up a telephone appointment to talk to Dr. Allen. She talks about everything and anything you want to talk about. We do special phone appointments for LifeScript. Those are a little bit longer and a little bit more complicated and involved. But luckily, Dr. Allen's willing to do that on the phone with you guys. And I want to remind everybody, we've got some classes coming up. You can find out about those at wantistore.com. We've got some classes for April, May, and June that are available. But here's the thing about those classes. Only 6 people. That's it. Super, super limited. And if you want to sign up, you better do it fast because I understand that that's the lineup for the next 3 months. And that's it. So once they're closed, once there's no more room, that's all there's going to be. That's all there is to it. Again, our call-in number, 323-203-0815, and you may get in the queue. Our wonderful switchboard operator, Ronan, may call you back. Make sure you pick up the line. Hi, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I'm hoping she can answer 2 quick questions.
I'm going to make a shot at it.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Pat. My first question is, how can I make sure that, I know that you say a woman and her feminine needs to feel good to do good. So how can I make sure I'm remaining in my feminine by making sure I'm feeling good to do good? I guess what's the difference between?
Well, feeling good is not whether you're ill. You can have ulcer. You can have anything that is medical is not part. It may be the result of bad psychological behavior, but you take care of that first.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is, if what you're doing is you, the inner you, the I Ching you, which is masculine, doing what it feels good doing, then you will be fine. Because I don't know why it is, but when I'm doing what I like to do, which is this, I don't get tired. It what goes out comes back to me. And I enjoy it so much. So it isn't that you're physically well, because sick people still have to do what feels good. For example, all the relatives want to come to the hospital to say goodbye to you, but you only want to say goodbye to a hubby and some kids. You feel good if you say, hey, nurse, I only want to see my hubby and my kids. Everybody else can wait. That's a feel good. It's when you live in the integrity of your right to say no. Because we women, we have to say no to get space for what we want.
Okay. And then that brings me to my next question. So my next question is, how do I handle respecting my mate when he complains about me and he's complaining about things that I may have some control over, but not a lot. And so I feel frustrated because I don't know if I can make enough changes to please him.
Are you married to him now?
No, he's my boyfriend.
Oh, he's just your boyfriend. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He hasn't made it to the respect king's chair.
Even if we're in a committed relationship?
Is he marriage material?
Yes.
Okay. Is he molding you or degrading you?
I get the impression he's trying to mold me, but I feel like he's degrading me.
But I understand, but if you feel degraded by his molding, you're a man.
Really?
Well, yeah, because that says I don't want him to mold me into his mate. I want to be equal.
Well, I don't want to be equal. I find it difficult.
Give me an example of him molding you.
Okay, well, I don't know if it's really molding, but he says he feels
Remember,
rushed.
Molding is what he believes would work well in his kingdom, namely, are you wanting cherishing or respect? I've got to find that out.
Cherishing.
You want to be cherished. In order for you to get cherished by your man, you have to respect him.
Right.
Do you respect your boyfriend?
Yes.
Is his moral code compatible with yours?
Yes.
Is his personality compatible with yours?
I think so, but sometimes I do wonder if maybe we're a little incompatible. I don't know.
Then tell me what's the incompatibility and I'll tell you what it's about.
I think
where
I'm
do
a little...
you not want to be molded?
I don't know if it's. I don't feel like I don't want to be molded. It's just that I feel like I can't
meet
his.
What
did
he say to critique you?
Okay. Well, last night, for example, he was upset because he says he feels rushed all the time, and he doesn't. He basically complained about me not giving him enough time. And I want to be able to give him more time, but we live in two different cities, so we mainly have the weekends. I'm a single mother. My daughter's a teenager, though, I'm fine with him coming over when she's here. I'm just not fine, because I live in a one-bedroom apartment, I'm not fine having intercourse with him when she's here. So, for example...
Right.
Yeah, so like, when she goes out with her friends, or when she has dance class or something, I try to be intimate with him then, and he says he feels rushed about that. He says he feels
rushed. Do you mean
rushed.
To tell me there are no hotels near your house?
Oh, there are. I don't think he wants to
well,
pay.
Then, why don't you say, entertain me in private?
Mm-hmm.
See, he's molding you to fit his sexual needs.
Mm-hmm.
But you're responsible for manifesting a responsible sexual life with a daughter.
Yes.
That's called, how can we get both?
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. It's called money.
Mm-hmm.
You rent a room in a local whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you play like every single person courting with kids at home. People do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So have you okay. offered him, dear, I thought of a brilliant idea how we can be private and I can be a good role model mother. I am more than willing to be your lover in a nice little, I don't care, Hotel Six. I'll do an advertising. In other words, find ways to compromise.
Okay. And then
what
if he doesn't...
What would he say to that?
I think he would say he wouldn't want to spend the money.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Well, until he has enough money to afford you.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
what I want you to do is to act as if you're in support of his idea.
Okay.
Because to resist compromise.
Mm-hmm.
See? I like the word acquiesce to his
mm-hmm.
wishes. The more you respect your man, the more he will feel respect. The more you respect him, the more he will feel cherished, just as you then will benefit from the cherishing. So if you, the next time you see him, I thought of a wonderful idea. You want more private, intimate time with me, and I want it as well. I want us to find a motel, hotel, someplace that we can talk into a couple-hour rental.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay. I can bring that up. I think he's not going to like the idea.
Uh-huh. The what?
I said, I don't think he's going to like the idea because he's going to say, well, why should I have to pay for a room when you have an apartment right here?
Because I have a daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I'm unwilling to be sexual in her presence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm unwilling to push her out of the house for my sexuality. That
mm-hmm.
would turn me off.
Okay. And then what do I say about him saying he feels rushed when I let him know that I need to get off the phone because I will talk to him on my way to work, which I enjoy doing. But then when I get to work, I need to get off the phone and get to work. So
that's legal.
Yeah.
Therefore, you say, I appreciate you wanting to be with me more and more intimate, whatever, but I'm unwilling to not do my job. So
okay.
if this is a deal breaker, so be it.
I see. Okay. And would I say the same thing in the evening? Because he'll call me in the evening. Not every evening, but sometimes I'm...
You know what
I'm
you haven't working. Done is you have not negotiated your contact time. Remember, monogamy, continuity. Continuity
right.
is contact, whether it's physical mm-hmm. or whether it's over the phone. You've got
right.
to know, you see, that that's important. So you've got to write up when you are comfortable, there's that word,
mm-hmm.
when you're comfortable because you're doing what's right for you. May not be right for anybody else in the world but you. But you
mm-hmm.
have a right to be comfortable when you're uncomfortable. And if it costs
you,
it costs you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You've got to be an I to be a we to be an us.
Right.
When you start
right.
out your life as a we, you're not well, because that means you're codependent. And codependent is absolutely antithetical to interdependence. Interdependence is two fully blooming, individuated, actualized human beings that have negotiated a compromise event that allows them to have some of what they want and requires them to give up some of what they don't want. It's called negotiating, win-win.
Yeah, okay.
Are
okay.
you willing to negotiate his request with your boundaries?
Yes, I'm just afraid that he doesn't want to accept my boundary.
Then you will replace him.
Okay.
If you are codependent, you're not an individual. And to be very, very honest, you will sicken and die early.
Okay.
So if you love him better than yourself, mm-hmm. when you've made an honest offer,
mm-hmm.
would you be
willing
to pay for half of the room if you rented it for a few hours?
I don't really have that in my budget right now, but
then
if
you're
I had
saying,
it in my
no,
budget,
I'm
I
not
mind.
Comfortable.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you understanding the concept I'm giving you?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
What is
yeah.
the concept? Because that's all I'm giving you.
I think the concept that you're giving me is that I need to make sure that I'm making an agreement with him that I feel comfortable with.
There you go. Because uh-huh. if you're comfortable, remember, happy wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not married.
Okay. I think you answered my question. I just feel sometimes when I feel we're in a good place, and I'm feeling really comfortable, that's when he starts to complain. And I don't know why that is.
Because you're happy and comfortable, and it may very easily be that he is a pain addict. Now,
okay.
pain addicts are people that under the age of 3 were not given the right to be an individual.
Mm-hmm.
They were constantly told they could be better, be perfect, try harder, hurry up, please me, and be strong.
Okay.
So I want you to know, because I know who you are and I know who he is,
mm-hmm.
I want you to understand that going for more, better, and different is not healthy. You've got to know what's enough.
Mm-hmm.
So in your head, I want you to do the best to compromise and to acquiesce. but not to the point of codependency.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, if you go into a Jaguar shop to buy a Jaguar, great. Mm-hmm. But if you accidentally needed to go into a Ford place and you ended up in a Jaguar, you might not end up with the Jaguar. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
So be happy with your Ford.
Okay.
Rather than unhappy fighting over a Jaguar.
Right. Well, I feel content with him. I just sometimes feel like he's
but
not
you're
all
saying
that.
He's not content with you.
Yeah, that's what I... That's,
but
that's
you have to handle it because what he's doing is competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You own your body, mind, and spirit. Mm-hmm. No one else can unless you're codependent.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to
be codependent. Please don't be codependent.
Yeah. Okay. I won't do that. Okay.
But I want you to make every effort to acquiesce. That's what I gave you in the way of the rent a room for a couple of hours while your daughter's there.
Exactly.
You see what I mean?
Yep.
Be enthusiastic about fulfilling his dreams.
Okay.
But reality limits you.
Got you. Okay.
Do you know what God's will is? Do you know what God's will is? When you want something so bad you can taste it, and you do everything you can to get it, and it doesn't come to you, it's God's will, and you're going to get something to replace it that's better.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
But if you don't do everything you can to do what you and he want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You see? If you don't do everything you can, you shot it. You ruined it.
Right. Okay. I got you.
So it's a matter of attitude.
Yes. Okay.
So be enthusiastic about everything he wants. He wants to be with you. That's a treat. He wants to make love to you. That's a treat. See if you can come up with, hopefully, inexpensive ways to resolve the issue.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Caller.
Thank you, Kelly.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Very interesting call. And I take it that is a voice you know, Dr. Allen.
What?
I take it that's a voice you know, Dr. Allen.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I think we've got another caller on the line. Caller, are you there with us? And do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I do.
Awesome.
Hi. So I'm being dated by a man who I quite like. We've had two dates so far. And since the last date, he's not been as communicative as he was before, and I'm feeling a little bit discouraged about that. So I wonder, is it something that I should bring up because it doesn't feel good, or is it too early and should I just like ride the wave?
He's not doing what exactly?
Communicating as much. So we used to talk a couple
what
of times
a day. What does
that
mean? Phone calls? It means
texting.
It mean phone calls, letters, whatever.
Yeah, so we used to text throughout the day and then call. And now if I'm responding to one of his texts during the day, he won't respond at all, and he'll just call 12 hours later. And
how long
have you dated? I feel, we've only gone out on two dates, but we've been communicating for about a month.
You've dated twice and you haven't heard from him in a month?
Oh, no. The whole dating period has been about a month. I've heard from him. It's just, it seems to be more rushed and infrequent than it has been in the past.
What I'm hearing is that it's gone to the place where you're expected. Are you in a relationship by commitment?
No.
Well, then you're just dating.
Yeah.
Well, dating goes heavy and fast and then dwindles to minimal as soon as he finds out what your minimal is.
Oh. So what does that mean?
If he hasn't asked you to stop dating, you're one of many.
Okay.
But if you're not that interested in him, it may be enough for you.
No, it's not. It's not enough.
So he's more serious for you. He's not a duty date.
Exactly, right.
But you may be a duty date for him.
Yeah, I'm feeling that way in the past week, though on our last date, he very much made it seem that he was very much into me. I was just,
intercourse with him?
No.
All right, so he hasn't been in anywhere?
No.
Okay.
Nope, I'm following your rules.
So what you're signaling him is that you are not his at this time. You're not a couple. Mm-hmm. You're just dating.
Right.
Now, I hear that you want him to be number one man. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
He's number three.
Okay.
You need to be dating because he has a right to have you as a duty date if you accept it. If he doesn't mind, the most normal form of response to ghosting, you know what that is?
Ghosting in return?
They date you a couple times and then they fade away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The most painful thing you can do is not mind.
Because there
are men out there that will give you a couple of fast rush dates to trigger you into obsession, bonding. But if you don't get angry, remember, don't ask for more, better, different love, affection, time together, or sex. Don't ask for those. If those are not given as a gift, you're in the longest profession on the planet, prostitution.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So the meanest thing you can do to a man that's trying to trigger you into a codependent obsession is, hi, how are you?
Right.
As soon as
you pretend
show
to be
care,
indifferent.
As soon
okay.
as you show any form of, oh, he's got you.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to be a secure individual female who's basically waiting for the man that knows you're a treasure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then demote him. Either, you know, I like you to have three men and dating them three times. And if you do have chemistry for them, fine, keep dating them as they reach out to you until they say, stop dating other men.
Right.
That's the beginning of his wanting to be territorial. Remember,
okay.
Jealousy is a sign of territoriality. And I cannot admonish people to read a book more than David Buss's book, Dangerous Passions. Can you believe that book is about the benefits of jealousy?
I can see that.
Okay.
He definitely signals jealousy when I don't answer his calls right away.
You're busy.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're a new age woman. This is not a patriarchal society. You
are
a woman that earns your keep and has a life beside. And if it's a deal breaker,
so much better. Mm-hmm.
Say goodbye.
Okay. Yay.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Allen.
Remember, you're on earth for you, not anybody else.
Right.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks, caller.
Bye. Bye, caller.
Bye.
Bye.
That ghosting thing is really happening a lot recently. I'm hearing a lot of women talking about that.
Very much so, but what they're doing is they're being primed. You remember when you go in Baskin Robbins, you get that little teeny cup of ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it does turn you on.
We've got another caller on the line. Hi, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
I wanted to ask, so I have been... A man's been dating me for a couple of...
Good girl. But I don't mind if you're dating him. I want to say again, I have no problem with androgynous women having a choice of being masculine or feminine, respected or cherished. And I have no problem with men wanting to be cherished first and respected second. We are all androgynous. We are all men, and we are all women. We all want respect, and we all want to be cherished. It's the priority.
Yes. So I was raised as a boy, so I'm learning your techniques and tools. And he's been dating me for about nearly a month and a half now. And we had a situation that I feel threw us off. He had set up our third date or our fourth date. Anyways, he had set up a date and he had said to meet him at a certain location. When I arrived at the location, he told me that he sent me a text message on the dot and said, "Oh, hi, something came up. Can you meet me at a different location that was about 45 minutes away?" And so I sent him a text back and I said, "I don't feel good about this. I'm going to go home."
Good girl.
Yes. And he reached out the next day and he sent an apology text. And I responded, like you said, respond to their smoke signals, text, everything. I listen to you every night. He sent a text, but ever since then, which has been a period of about maybe a week and a half, it's like the communication has been different. We haven't talked on the phone as much. And he also today, he skipped his ritual good morning text message. And so I'm at a point now where I want to know, I guess you said good girl, so that means I made the right choice with that decision, setting my boundaries. But I want to know, what do I do at this point?
What you're saying is what?
Like I feel like he's distancing himself ever since I set my boundary. Like I didn't feel comfortable of driving.
I want you to know that you're saying I'm either going to be your girlfriend or I'm going to be gone.
Okay.
He's not treating you. He's not territorial enough. This is the courtship period for him and you. But he's acting like it's just friendships. Even friends wouldn't handle that well.
Okay.
Do you feel comfortable giving him more rope to hang himself?
Yes.
When you get done with the rope, you will be bored and empathetic with his lack of good taste. He's going to lose you if he doesn't court you.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's his problem, not yours. You only need to remember one word. You know what that word is?
What?
Next.
I love that.
And I love what you're saying, Dr. Allen, because, yeah, I mean, even a friend would be put off by, oh, hey, meet me here, meet me another place 45 minutes away. I would have said no even to a friend, let alone a man who was supposedly courting me.
But I want you to know that the result of patriarchy, slavery, codependency, whatever you want to call it, the result of that is women acting as if they're slaves, objects, mothers. Do you understand? The only punishment that I ever want to see a woman do is to say, you have a right to ask me to do that. You have a right to say that. You have a right to think that, but it doesn't fit my life. So unless we fit, I'm gone.
Yeah, and I feel as if he's trying to get me to reach out to him or text him or
call
him.
I understand that. Remember, I'm going to say the thing that really is the thing. The job of a baby boy is to get away from his mother by the 10th birthday. The job of a baby girl is to make sure mommy has a man in her life that's called a daddy who feels good about cherishing his women. You see, we're having problems getting married. We're having problems courting. And I'm dedicated to sharing what I've learned with you people. Read my book, Getting to I Do. Then read
Staying
Loving It. And then read my last one, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe.
Yes, I have all your books. I was going to say, I love your book.
I'm having fun with you because when I say something, you say something. Anyway, are you understanding that he's testing you for codependency?
Yes, now I do.
And I want you to know that the best thing you can do is not mind when he calls back. But that doesn't mean you date him. You may date him. You may give him more and more chances. But you don't chase him. And when you're done with him, you say so.
Okay.
But the way you say it is, you have every right to not want me. You have every right not to treasure our commitments. But I'm done. Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. Men get what they want by acting like they want it enough to make and keep agreements. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
So that in it? This case, would the 8 weeks still apply, or would it just be...
No. 8 weeks is he's got 8 weeks to call you or reach out to you before we say he's gone. He's not gone, so there's no reach out. And that may even include just typing your number on the phone or the text and not even talking to you. It's any contact at all means he's thinking about you.
Okay. Thank you.
Got it?
Got it. Thanks so much.
Good luck, caller. Let us know.
All right. Bye.
So what's going on, Dr. Allen? What's happening? Why is it so much harder now for men and women to connect? Is it the Me Too thing? Is that part of it? Is it all of it? What's happening?
Let me say what it is. It's the end of patriarchy, and it's the end of matriarchy. It's the time of individualization. People are now burdened with the burden of freedom. Men are free to be women, cry, feel. Women are free to be men, make a living. There are more people in the U.S. government, Congress, than ever before.
Right.
And there are more men that are at home being homemakers than ever before.
That's true.
And it's right. But we have to learn how to do it. I teach the waltzing communication of androgyny. We're all androgynous.
Indeed. I think we've got a caller. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I was wondering, what's your best advice for raising an alpha man besides using your rules?
Are you talking about an alpha man or an alpha son under 18?
Yes, alpha son under age 18.
From the age of 10 on up, you negotiate respectfully with him.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us an example, Dr. Allen?
An example of that is you don't ask him if he's happy, sad, mad, whatever. You ask him what he thinks, what he wants, his opinion, and you ask him, what can I do to help you achieve it? I teach this to every future bride. I teach it to every mother. Men need to be respected from 10 on up.
Right. Are there any parenting books that you recommend?
Dan Siegel has a good one. What is that called?
Raising Brainstorms? Kids. Is it Brainstorms?
No, that's about the no dopamine. No, it's Raising Children. Dan Siegel's book on raising kids from the inside out. In other words, the soul of a boy is feminine. There's never, ever going to be a woman as sensitive as a man inside. That's what the I Ching system is about. It's about the energy of the soul of a man, anima, and the energy of the soul of a woman, which is the animus. You see?
Hey, Dr. Allen. I think I have it for you, Dr. Allen. It's either parenting from the inside out or the four S's.
That's it. No. That's it.
Okay.
Parenting from the inside out. I knew it was inside something.
Mm-hmm.
Parenting from the inside out. And that point, do you know that cosmology is the study of the behavior of the animals called human? But the soul exchange, you know, we say soulmates.
Mm-hmm.
Soulmates is anima animus. The book on that is by Emma Young, Anima Animus. A woman is masculine inside, her soul is, and a man's feminine. They have to connect, and that's what I Ching is about. But what cosmology is about is how many times do you date, what do you do about sex? It's all matter oriented. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
The faster something moves, the more invisible it is. That's thought. The slower sound, this is what Freud thought. The more matter is involved, the slower the energy.
Very interesting.
Physics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have one more question. From the age of
did you get my last answer? Respect, 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 negotiate, negotiate. And when you don't like something, say, you have a right to want to smoke pot, but I don't feel comfortable buying you a car.
Mm-hmm, the consequence.
You see, the price tag.
So from 0 to 3, I know is really important, and I'm wondering what your
That's
views are.
That's for sure. Oral and phallic phase. What?
Sleep, like what your views are on sleep training and the cry it out method versus another way. I was wondering what your thoughts are and how that affects
on what
a baby. The sleep method. I was wondering what how you view sleep training and methods like the cry it out method.
Sleep method. Are you saying sleep? S L E E P.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's sleep hygiene. You have to set your circadian clock. One of the biggest damaging things we can do is not have hygienic sleep patterns.
And what's the best way you recommend getting a baby into a sleep pattern? Because I know the cry it out method is popular, and I was wondering if you think that is not good for a baby.
What is that popular? What is
Cry it out method, Dr. Allen. In other words, let the baby cry until it goes to sleep.
It takes 8 weeks to set a pattern. Discipline, spontaneity, here's my statement. Spontaneity produces chaos. Self-discipline allows spontaneity. When you're a parent, you remember that we have to set the pattern for spontaneity in the little babies that we create, or they're going to be chaotic. But the process of putting them through the patterning requires patience, tenderness, and a willingness for a minimum of 8 weeks of habit retraining to set the pattern.
How old is your child?
Well, they're going to be turning 8 months.
Okay.
And so sleep training usually begins at 6 months.
Usually between 4 and 6 months, it does. Yeah. So, Dr. Allen, do you believe during that time of retraining, during that 8 week period of the concept of during that cry it out method of grounding with the child, only letting it cry a certain amount of time before you go in and soothe and comfort, or just...
You periodically soothe it while it's crying, but you don't binge on it.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
And of course you rule out illness.
Right. If you've just fed them, you've just diapered them, you've just burped them, and they're not running a fever, you know, and, you know, there's things that interrupt that, too. Teething is one of the things that will interrupt it, and it's difficult. And I think it's harder on the parent than it is on the child with respect to that, honestly.
Right.
You know, because they're little, and they depend on us, and then they're crying, and you've... You feel bad. Now, I have four daughters, and my first daughter, she went to sleep, didn't have the cry method. She just went to sleep. My second daughter, she was restless. She never went to sleep. My third daughter, she was a sleeper. My fourth daughter just didn't want to be bothered with anybody, just want to go to sleep and be left alone. So, you know, each kid is different, and I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how you can actually, like, say, you know, it's a hard and steady, fast rule. I don't think it is.
It isn't a hard and fast rule, but you've got to set up a pattern that is a compromise between the baby and you.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a lot of studies. Ferber says that it doesn't cause long-term emotional or behavioral damage to the baby to cry it out. But, you know, they're always doing studies. You know, 20 years ago, milk was bad for you. Now, 20 years later, milk is the best thing in the world for you. So it's, you know, we're always learning.
I just got a magazine and it says vitamin D is defunct.
Okay. Hey, you know what? We're going to have to go, caller. We hope that helped. Dr. Allen, real quick before we go, what you got to say?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What is it I want that I don't have? What is it I have I don't want? And what am I going to do about it?
I love it. Hey, everybody, we'll be back next week. We love you. Take care and have fun. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.